Hi, Team Owls. Here is the new book that I'm going to read you. It's called The Enchanted Wood, and it's by Enid Blyton, and it's another one of my very, very favourites from when I was a little girl, a very long time ago. Chapter 1, How They Found the Magic Wood. There were once three children called Joe, Beth and Franny. All their lives they lived in a town, but now their father had a job in the country, so they were all to move as soon as they possibly could. "What fun to be in the country," said Joe. "I shall learn all about animals and birds." "And I shall pick as many flowers as I want to," said Beth. "And I shall have a garden of my own," said Franny. When the day came for the move, all the children were very excited. A small van came to their door, and two men helped their mum and dad pile everything into it. When it was full, the van drove away, and the children put on their coats and hats to go with their mum to catch a train to the station. "Now we're off," cried Joe. "The country, the country," sang Beth. "We might see fairies there," said Franny. The train whistled and chuffed out of the station. The children pressed their noses to the window and watched the dirty houses and the chimneys race by. How they hated the town, and how lovely it would be to be in the clean country with flowers growing everywhere and birds singing in the hedges. "We might have adventures in the country," said Joe. "There will be streams and hillsides and big fields and dark woods. Oh, it will be lovely." "You won't have any more adventures in the country than you will have in the town," said their father. "I dare say you're going to find it very dull." But that's where he was quite wrong. My goodness, the things that happened to those three children. They arrived at last at the tiny station where they were to get out. A sleepy-looking porter put their two bags on a trolley and said he'd bring them along later, and off they all went down the winding country lane, chattering loudly. "I do wonder if we've got a garden," said Franny. But before they reached their new home, they were tired out, and they could not bother to say another word to each other. Their cottage was 5 miles from the station, and as the children's father could not afford to do anything but walk there, it seemed a very long way indeed. There was no bus, so the tired children dragged their feet along, wishing for a glass of warm milk and a cosy bed. At last they got there, and dear me, it was worth the walk, for the cottage was so sweet. Roses hung from the walls, red, white, pink, and honeysuckle was all around the front door. It was lovely. The van was at the door and the two men were moving all the furniture into the little house. Father helped whilst Mother went to light the kitchen stove to make them all a hot drink. They were so tired they could do nothing but drink hot milk, eat some toast and tumble into their roughly made beds. Joe looked out of the window, but he was too sleepy to see properly. And in 1 minute, the two girls in their small room were asleep and Joe too in his even tinier room. What fun it was to wake up in the morning and see the sun shining in at strange windows. It didn't take Joe, Beth and Franny very long to dress. Then they were out in the little garden, running through the grass that had grown so long and smelling the roses that grew all around. Mother had cooked eggs for them and they ate their breakfast hungrily. "Oh, it's so lovely to be in the country," said Joe, looking out of the window to the faraway hills. "We can grow vegetables in the garden," said Beth. "And there will be glorious walks all around," said Franny. That day, everyone helped to get the little house straight and tidy. Father was going to work the next day. Mother hoped there'd be someone to give her some washing to do and then she could make some money and buy some hens. How lovely. "I shall collect the eggs each morning and evening," said Franny happily. "Let's go out and see what the country round about is like," said Joe. "Can you spare us for an hour, Mother?" "Yes, run along." So all three children went out of the tiny white gate and into the lane. They explored all around. They ran across a field where pink clover was full of bees. They paddled in a small brown stream that chattered away to itself under the willow trees in the sunshine. And then, suddenly, they came to a wood. It wasn't far from their cottage. It was at the back, and it looked quite like an ordinary wood, except that the trees were a little bit darker green than usual. A narrow ditch separated the wood from the overgrown lane. "A wood," said Beth in delight. "We shall be able to have picnics here." "It's rather a mysterious sort of wood," said Joe thoughtfully. "Don't you think so, Beth?" "Well, the trees are rather thick, but they seem about the same as any other," said Beth. "They don't quite," said Franny. "The noise the leaves make is different. Listen." So they listened, and Franny was right. The leaves of the trees in the wood did not rustle in quite the same way as other trees nearby did. "It's almost as if they were talking to one another," said Beth, "whispering secrets, real secrets, that we can't understand." "It's just a magic wood," said Franny suddenly. Well, nobody said anything. They stood and listened and hoped that it was. "Whish, whish, whish, whish," said the trees in the wood and bent towards one another in a friendly kind of way. "There might be fairy folk in there," said Beth. "Shall we jump over the ditch and go in?" "No," said Joe, "we might get lost. Let's find our way around before we go into big woods like this." Joe, Beth, Franny, suddenly came their mother's voice from the cottage not far off. It's time for lunch, time for lunch. The children felt very hungry, and they forgot the strange wood and ran back to their new home. Mother had bread and strawberry jam for them, and they ate a whole loaf between them. Father came in as they were finishing. He'd been shopping for Mother in the village 3 miles away, and he was very hungry and very tired. We've been exploring, Father, said Beth, pouring him out a big cup of tea. We found a lovely wood, said Joe. The trees really seem to be talking to one another. That must be the wood I've heard about, said Father. It has a strange name. What's it called? Asked Joe. Well, they call it the Enchanted Wood, said Father, and people don't go there if they can help it. It's funny to hear things like this nowadays, and I don't expect there's anything really strange about the wood, but just be careful not to go too far into it in case you get lost. The children looked in excitement at one another. The Enchanted Wood, what a lovely name. And each child secretly thought the same thought. I shall go and explore the Enchanted Wood as soon as ever I can. Their father set them to work in the overgrown garden once they'd finished eating. Joe had to pull up the tough thistles, and the two girls had to weed the untidy vegetable bed. They spoke to one another in joyful voices. The Enchanted Wood, we knew there was something magical. I guess there were fairies there, said Franny. We'll do some more exploring as soon as we can, cried Beth. We'll find out what those whispering trees are saying. We'll know all the secrets of the wood before many weeks are past. And that night at bedtime, all three stood at the window, looking out on the dark, whispering wood behind the cottage. What would they find in the Enchanted Wood? And that's the end of that chapter, and you'll have to wait to find out what they find. See you soon, Teen Miles.